So episode two of The Kardashians is out. I didn't get through it. I still have to finish it. I wasn't too concerned. I've finished when they went to the cooking class, or they were doing the cooking class. I really didn't care too much for the cooking. And then I got distracted by the washing and left it at that. I've got thoughts on the stuff before that, but over to you. What do you think so far?
Is this a reunion season? Because what's happening? We have had so many flashbacks at this house. We've had Caitlin come, who then was like, there was a teaser like Caitlin had purchased the house. Now, Caitlin said she didn't have money to purchase the house. Is Caitlin also saving on Glenn? Because Caitlin looks rough.
Looks really rough. And I thought about it because, for a start, I was watching everyone's faces. You could tell there were people who were not happy that she'd been invited. They were holding their emotions. They had stiff faces. And then I thought, hang on, this really did feel very last minute, because the fact that there is no glam for Caitlin, like if this was a planned thing, you would think there would be glam.
But is she rolling like that these days? I think this is Caitlin.
Mm. Really eccentric and very old.
She's in her RSL era. She's like rolling with, like, she literally just looks like a middle-aged woman who, like, just at the shops. Like, there's no glam there. At the start, when they did the flashbacks and we saw her coming out in the house and when she first had the conversation with Chris, she was very glam in, like, the dresses with the capes and the... But now I'm unsure as to what's happening. When they did the boys to men montage on the stairs between Kylie and Kendall, I was like, is this a joke? What is going on? And Chris is standing there with her face all like pulled and she's like standing there recording it. And I was like, what? What is it? Like, it started to play the whole song, like, doo, 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 and Kylie's saying, like, trying to force a tear out. So why couldn't that be cut down small? And then they did more flashbacks with them.
Yeah.
They're feeling it bad.
It feels like a farewell season with the amount of flashbacks. It's almost like, let's go back and reminisce and then it's going to end. I don't think it'll ever end until it's cancelled, but it does feel like it could be like a wrap-up season.
But call it that. If that's that, then call it that, because this is not new content. I don't want to see, and I don't want to reminisce sitting around listening to the stories when they're talking about, like, oh, I used to smoke weed in this house and I
and double penetration from Rob.
Did you get that bit?
No.
Double penetration?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rob,
there's a scene at the table and Rob is in the background. He's repeating something like Kylie or Kendall has said. And then he's going double penetration. Like, that is the contribution we got from this man in this episode. I was really hoping that Rob had matured and we started to see him grow into the father figure. And you know what I mean? Like, he's never gone from that teenager to that next stage of being an adult. And the fact that all we got from him was double penetration and a bit of a side giggle.
I didn't even... It goes on after that part with the flashbacks. It goes on to the cooking scene where Khloé carries on about how she doesn't eat anything that has eyes or bones. And I'm like, well, what?
I know. And then we get a whole segment of Courtney being a bitch.
A whole segment of Courtney being a bitch. And then did you know that Courtney breastfeeds? Because she mentions it like 6,000 times in the episode.
What? I'm so surprised at this brand new information.
She breastfeeds. She co-sleeps. She breastfeeds. I'm like, just stop. And then we saw it was Courtney heavy, this end part. So then we saw Julia Fox come in and do the Lemmy promotion. And apparently Courtney is Julia Fox's role model for motherhood. And I'm like, oh, my God. So, and then we've seen Courtney act. So she's helping Travis's daughter, Alabama. Is that her name? They call her Bama. they call her Bama. So she's doing a social media post and Courtney's in it acting like Chris being the mummager. And do you know what? I would rather eat glass than watch Courtney ever act again, because she is, like, I'm no actor, but it's just so
monotone, lifeless,
dull. It's me. Yeah. I mean, it's her. It's her personality is
no shade, no light and shade to her voice. It's just boring. It's flat and it's critical and it's rude and it's, I'm over it. I need them to stop. It's a hate watch, and I hate that it's a hate watch.
It is. And we've seen that Courtney and Chloe have an argument at the end. So that's dragging into the next episode. But again, I don't care enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want the flashbacks, but I don't like the other content that they're providing either, which is feels to me a little bit too Courtney heavy. Or then again, we were on the set with Kim. I don't know. And Chris's hair, when she's filming, looks quite nice. She's got the short hair.
Mm.
But when in the confessionals thing, it's Willy Wonka. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And I know we talked about the timeline of her facelift the other day, and that this face that we're seeing in these episodes is the facelifted face. But it was really just highlighting for me how much of the content that gets put up online is filtered, because she looks good, but she doesn't look as good as she's been saying she looks. Like, you know what I mean? All the photos of, wow, Kris Jenner looks amazing. In the filming, the content, she's still very much like the old Chris. There's not as much change as what we're led to believe there has been.
I feel like in the filming, she looks more natural.
Mm.
And I quite like that look. I think all the photos that you get and even that confessional look where she's got the little curl and she's very tight and very white sort of makeup on, it doesn't look natural.
No.
So when she's filming, I think she does look better. The facelift looks good, but I don't know. It's just not giving me much. This episode didn't even give, like last episode we spoke about the Kanye stuff.
Mm.
I don't feel like we really had anything in this one that I can say I absolutely loved. The cooking, so staged.
Yeah. In your own house, like go somewhere. You know, go somewhere, do something. Talking to each other in your own homes about each other's lives is not interesting.
But I cook. I don't want to watch you cook. I want to watch you go out and have a fabulous dinner at Nobu or do, you know, something that's like, you know, how Heather on Housewives of Beverly Hills threw this party and it was this crazy cost of the Nobu that came and got delivered and Terry wanted onion rings and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear them learning to cook fish while Chloe complains about the eye of the fish. It's not hitting. I didn't think it was going to. Did you love it?
No. Too much Courtney. I didn't mind the Caitlin stuff because I thought that people were starting to be a little bit more honest about how things are going there, because that things are honestly not, obviously not good. And then you see Caitlin looking the way she looks. It's like Caitlin is not doing well and the relationships are not doing well. So it felt at least a little bit more authentic. But then just giving Courtney an opportunity and a platform to just be boring and just another opportunity for them to have a cooking, you know, lesson that no one cares about. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, the Lemmy
bite.
They don't really need that in the show.
They've hit, for me, they've all become so famous that there's no longer any appetite to learn about their lives. Like, they can't go out and be in any way normal. They can't be fly on the wall because they're too famous. They're too rich. They have to be stuck inside their gated community. They can't expand out into the real world anymore.
Yes.
I think just be mysterious and I think let the show go.
I think so. But in saying that, I watched the Paris Hilton one. Remember that one that was out? She's incredibly famous. Something about her I like watching. She's quirky. Even when she's in her in the her wardrobe going through stuff or seeing her with her baby, I find her quirky and interesting. The Kardashians are not, they're not quirky. And they're so polished and they've all got their little characters that they fit into and it's boring.
Yeah. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.